What makes you say that?
Huh? Just a wild guess. You want to tell me about it?
No.
Oh, come on, George. Talking about it will make you feel better.
No, it won't, because if I tell you about it, I can't help overhearing myself, and I don't want to hear about it again.
Then tell it to me fast, then you won't have time to listen to yourself.
Okay, you asked for it. Two girls called in sick from a Queens store. Transmission went out on one of my vans. The cleaning machine up in the Bronx store broke down. The income tax people wanted to order my books, and the accountant broke down. Then I come home to the wife who keeps pressing me to hear the whole story.
I think you could use a drink.
Let Florence get it.
She's not here. It's her day off.
Oh, that's the first good news I heard all day. What are we having for dinner?
Yes.
Guess, Weezy, look, I ain't in the mood for no 20 questions. Just tell me what we have.
I said guest. Dinner guest.
Dinner guest? How come I didn't know nothing about this?
I didn't know anything about it either till your mother came over.
Oh, Mama's here?
Since 10 o'clock this morning. Do you want to hear about my day?
No. How's she feeling?
Still complaining.
Oh, about a broken ankle?
No, about me. She may be hobbling around on a cane, but her mouth is still going full speed.
Where's she?
In the kitchen. She invited a friend for dinner, and she wants to make sure everything's perfect.
A friend? What friend?
I don't know. Your mother wants to surprise us. All she said was, it's an old friend from out of town.
Oh, no. I bet you it's that Rose Filbert.
Rose Filbert?
Yeah, her and Mom used to do everything together till Rose moved to Atlanta.
I wish they'd done that together, too.
I never could stand that Rose Filbert.
Why not?
Well, when I was a kid, she used to always run up and grab my cheeks like this and say, how you doing, Georgie Floyd?
Ow, that hurts.
I know it hurts. That's why I didn't like her. Look, Weezy, I'm going to sack out right after dinner, so I'm going to leave it up to you to entertain Mama and her cheap pension friend.
Oh, no, you don't, George. It's your mother, your mother's friend, you entertain them.
Oh, come on, Weezy, I'm too tired. There's no way in the world I could be my normal, charming self.
Well, don't tell me. Tell it to your mother.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Mother Jefferson, the broccoli is burning. Why didn't you call me?
I've eaten here before. I figured that's where you cook. Hiya, Mama. Oh, thank you, George. I can't taste the vodka.
That's because it's scotch.
George, you know I don't like scotch. I like Bloody Mary.
Sorry, Mom.
Never mind. Since it's here, I'll struggle through with it.
Look, Mom, I hope you won't feel bad if I won't be able to entertain you and Rose tonight.
Rose?
Yeah, Rose Filbert.
Rose Filbert coming here? Oh, that's wonderful.
Look, Mom, we ain't got time for no games. We know you invited Rose Filbert here for dinner tonight.
I did not.
Then who is it?
That's a secret.
Mama, you know I don't like secrets. Now, if somebody's coming there to eat up my food, I'd like to know who it is.
Well, if you must know, You remember the summer you turned 17?
Yeah.
Remember the picture you kept hidden in your bottom drawer?
Picture? Oh, yeah. That wasn't my picture, Mom. I was just holding that for a friend.
What picture you talking about?
Well, what picture you talking about?
Mother Jefferson. What has all this got to do with your secret guest?
I'll give you another clue, George. Pudding.
Pudding? You mean you invited Harriet Johnson over here?
Harriet was the nicest girl George ever dated.
I can't remember the last time I saw Harriet.
That was October 21st, 1945. That's the day she dropped you.
Dropped me? She ain't dropped me. I dropped her.
If she jilted George, why did you invite her here for dinner?
I want her to see what she lost when she dropped George.
I can think of one thing she didn't lose.
Mama, when is Harriet supposed to get here?
In a little while. She's having her hair done. Oh, Louise, that reminds me, that'll give you just enough time to put something nice on.
I've got something nice on.
Underneath?
Louise, you look just fine.
Love must be blind.
What's Harriet been up to?
Oh, she's been living in Chicago, but she just got a divorce.
Did you mention what I've been doing?
Yes. I told her you were still married to Louise.
Well, what'd she say about that?
I couldn't understand for the crying.
It broke her up, huh?
It was me crying.
What do you want me to make?
Make her disappear. Of all the nerve, asking Harriet Johnson to come here for dinner.
Mm, poor Harriet. I wonder what she's been up to these days.
Going around visiting her old boyfriends.
Look, what happened between me and Harriet was a long time ago. And I ain't excited about seeing her again.
Okay, then call her up and cancel.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I don't know what hairdresser she's at. And besides, you see how much Mama's looking forward to seeing her again?
Where are you going?
Get cleaned up.
George!
Oh, while I'm doing that, Weezy, why don't you get out our best china?
Our best china? What's wrong with our everyday dishes?
Harriet don't come here every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Where'd you put my alligator shoes?
George?
Oh, Weezy, I've been looking all over for you. How's dinner coming?
Fine. What's that smell?
Huh? Oh, I accidentally spilled a bottle of cologne.
What did you do? Wipe it up with your face?
Weezy, now why are you acting this way?
You're the one who's acting crazy. 20 minutes ago, all you wanted to do was sleep. Now you're running around like you're expecting the Queen of England.
Uh-oh. Look, don't tell me you're jealous after all these years.
How would you like it if I kept talking about my first love?
I wouldn't mind a bit.
You wouldn't?
No, you can talk about me as much as you want.
And what makes you think you were my first love?
Well, I was, wasn't I? I mean, your real first love.
No, I had a picture hidden in my drawer, too.
You did?
Yep.
Who was it?
He was so handsome, and boy, did I love him.
You loved him and you kept it a secret from me all this time? You better tell me who it was.
It was Nat.
Nat? I should have known. Nat who?
Nat King Cole.
Nat King.
Oh. See? Who's jealous now?
No, you see. See, I'm just acting jealous to show you how silly it looks if you got jealous. So why don't we just forget the whole thing? Ha ha.
George. How close were you and Harriet Johnson?
Weezy, look, you're my only girl, and you've always been since the first day we met.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I mean, you know, Harriet was just another girl. I mean, she wasn't even that good looking. She's probably all fat, old, and wrinkled by now. You know how women age quicker than men.
Hun! That was a wonderful dinner. Beautifully cooked.
Oh, thank you.
And I can't get over how good you look, Mrs. Jefferson. You haven't changed a bit after all these years, has she, Louise?
No, she never changes.
How about some more champagne, Harriet?
Thank you.
I would like some too, George.
Sure, Louise.
George, you're really living high on the hog.
That's right. I brings home the bacon, don't I, Weasley?
And his mother brings home the sugar.
You're sweet. Boy, George, you are doing it in style. A fine apartment, $20 champagne.
How'd you know how much it cost?
Well, see, it's right here on the price tag.
Oh, that Ralph. Did he leave the price tag on there again?
Yes. I wonder who made him do it.
Yeah. George, you've got gravy running off your plate.
That's right. I don't even care if it gets on the tablecloth, because I can clean it at my own stove. How about a toast?
Oh, good idea. Here's to the back seat of Junior Wilson's DeSoto.
What happened in the back seat of Junior Wilson's DeSoto?
Oh, that's where George and I first kissed.
Held hands.
Oh, well, which was it, George? Kissed or held hands?
Both. Well, once we started kissing, I'd always have to hold George's hands.
Really? George, could I see you in the kitchen, please?
Not now, Weez.
Now, George.
I can't right now, Weez. I gotta answer the doorbell.
Ah, Mr. J, I'm so pleased to see you.
I'm pleased to see you too, Bentley.
Oh, well, that's good, because I've got a bit of a problem. I'm entertaining a lady friend tonight, and I'm in need of a wire whip.
Wire whip? Bentley, I'm surprised at you.
Why? I do all my own cooking.
What's a wire whip got to do with cooking?
Well, I'm separating some eggs, and I need a wire whip to beat the whites.
Oh! Well, you can have anything you want if it's to beat the whites. Hey, Lee. Bentley wants to borrow your wire whip.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mr. Bentley.
Hello, Mrs. J and Mrs. Jefferson, and,
Oh, this is our next-door neighbor, Bentley. Harry Bentley, Miss Johnson.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, she was George's first girlfriend.
We met in high school.
Really? You two were at school together? But Miss Johnson looked so young, and you looked so...
So what?
Dignified? Oh. It's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Johnson.
Thank you, but call me Harriet, please.
Harriet? Now, isn't that an amazing coincidence?
Coincidence?
Yes, you see, your name Harriet is a variation of Henrietta, and Henrietta is the feminine version of Henry.
So?
When I was born, my mother wanted to name me Henry. She and my father fought about it for weeks.
Your father liked Harry?
No, he liked my brother Malcolm.
Come with me, Mr. Bentley. I'll get you a whip.
Oh, jolly good.
Did that make sense?
Only if you're English.
All the champagne is making me so sleepy, George. I think I'll go lie down.
Okay, Mama.
I'll just take this with me in case I can't sleep.
Thank you.
What's that string around your finger?
Oh, that's my don't forget string.
To remind you of something.
Yes. To meet Charlotte at the subway at 7:15.
Oh, well, it's a quarter of eight. Your string must be slow.
What? Oh, no. I hope she's still there. Oh, Mrs. J, would you do me a big favor?
Oh, you want me to beat your whites?
No, I have a roast in the oven. Would you take it out while I nip down and pick up Charlotte?
Oh, sure.
Oh, bless you. A pleasure to meet you, Henrietta.
I'll be back in a few minutes, George.
Take your time, Weave. I mean, hurry back. Yeah, I always like to hear you laugh, Harriet. When me and you was going out together, you always had a lot to laugh at.
You weren't that bad, George.
Say what?
I'm just kidding. We had some good times, didn't we?
Yeah, you used to wear those cute little fuzzy little sweaters.
I guess it was just puppy love.
Yeah, I loved the way you used to wag your tail.
And I was so proud of the way you'd always stand up to those other guys and fight over me.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I used to always fight for people saying bad things to you.
George, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Nobody ever said bad things to me. I just used to tell you that so you'd fight them for me.
What? Why'd you do that?
Because you were so good at it.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I?
I bet you're still good at it, George.
Well.
I bet you're still good at other things, too, Puddin'.
Well, I ain't had no complaints.
I've thought a lot about you lately.
Oh, you have?
Especially when things got rough with my old man in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Mama told me you got divorced.
Well, not exactly divorced.
Oh, just separated?
Yeah, something came between us.
Oh, that's a shame. What was it?
His wife.
Right?
Me and this dude had an arrangement.
Oh, an arrangement. Yeah, well, you did a smart thing by leaving Chicago and coming to New York.
I'm so glad to know you feel that way, George.
You plan on staying here?
That depends.
On what?
How good the prospects are.
Oh, you mean job?
Yeah, you might say that.
Well, as far as I can see, you got very good prospects.
Well, that's wonderful, Puddin'.
Where are you staying?
In a motel. But I just found a great apartment.
Mm, terrific.
But it costs $500 just to move in. And I haven't got that much.
Oh. Well, how much you short?
$500. If only there was somebody with enough money to take care of it.
I know somebody.
Who?
Me. I'll give you the money for the apartment.
You mean you'll take care of me, Puddin'?
Yeah, I mean, what else is money for but friends?
Oh, well, I didn't think you'd agree so quickly, I must say. You're quite a guy, George Jefferson.
Here you go, $500.
Thanks, Puddin'. This will be a great arrangement, believe me. I'll let you have the key next week.
Key? What key?
Key to the apartment.
Why would I want the key to your apartment?
What do you want to do, climb through the window?
Wait a minute. Hold it. What are you talking about?
The arrangement, honey. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It happens all the time.
Look, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, I don't want to talk about it.
But I thought you wanted to do it.
Are you crazy? I'm a married man.
It wouldn't interfere with your marriage.
What?
Come on, George. This is 1977.
I know it is, and I'd like to be around to see 1978. Which I won't if Wheezy finds out.
George, everybody needs a little extracurricular activity now and then.
Well, I don't. Wheezy gives me all the curricula I need.
But I thought we had a good thing going.
We did, a long time ago.
Well, what's wrong with trying to relight the candle?
Because somebody's going to get burnt. So just give me back the check.
Why?
Because you got it under false pretense.
Well, you gave it under false pretenses. I thought you were going to keep me.
I wouldn't keep you if you was a foreign stamp. Give me the check.
No, I'm keeping it.
No way.
Yes.
George! What's going on?
Nothing, we nothing.
Well, what's that check for?
Check? What check?
This check.
Oh!
For $500?
Oh, that check. Well, that check is a check that,
That's for my mother, Louise.
Your mother? George, why are you giving Harriet's mother $500?
Well, because,
Because she needs an operation. And George was kind enough to lend us the money.
Yeah, that's right. Her mother's real sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's wrong with her?
Well, she...
It's one of those sicknesses they ain't discovered yet.
Then why are they operating?
To see if they can find it.
Oh.
And Harriet didn't have enough money for her poor mother, so I knew if you knew about it, you'd want me to help her.
Oh, of course, Harriet. Anything we can do.
Well, I just hope this $500 is going to be enough for my poor dear mama.
Oh, Harriet, I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's all right. If I don't have enough money and she doesn't pull through...
Well... Oh, well, how much more would you need?
Weezy, she's got more than enough already.
Butt out, George. How much, Harriet?
Oh, about... $800?
$800?
Oh, Harriet, don't cry. George will give you the rest of the money.
Ain't your mother got Medicare?
George, just write the check.
Oh, I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you, Louise.
No, don't thank me. Thank George.
Here.
Thank you, Puddin'. Well, I better go see Mama now and tell her the good news.
I hope everything turns out all right, Harriet.
Oh, it just did. Huh? I mean, you just made Mama real happy. Bye, Louise. Bye, Puddin'.
Oh, George, don't you feel good?
Yeah, Weeze, I feel terrific.
Who is that crying? I couldn't sleep.
Oh, that was Harriet crying.
Why? Louise, what did you say to her?
Nothing. George just gave us some money for her mother to have an operation. Wasn't that nice of him?
Yes, except for one thing. Harriet's mother died 10 years ago.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I may not know who's alive, but I sure know who's dead.
George, we are out $1,300.
Don't worry about it, Weezy. I can stop the $500 check in the morning.
But what about that $800 check?
Well, she's gonna have a little trouble trying to cash that one.
Why?
Because I signed it Puddin'.
But how could Harriet do such a thing?
I don't know, Weezy, but she sure fooled you.
You were fooled first.
She didn't fool me because I knew that she didn't want the money for her mother.
Oh? Then what did she want the money for?
Well, what do you say we have a drink?
What did Harriet want that check for?
What do you say we go to bed?
Joy!
Okay, Weeze. She wanted me to keep her.
Keep her what?
Well, you know, she wanted to be my mistress.
You're kidding.
I'm telling you the truth. She wanted to make an arrangement.
George, you want me to believe that that swinger...
I'm telling you, Weezy, she wanted me to keep her.
Oh, you gotta come up with something better than that.
Why shouldn't she be happy? I mean, she got good taste. See? That's why I don't like to tell you the truth, because you never believe it.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.